Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Jesus. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for saving us, Father. Thank you for keeping, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, y'all. Thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you men. Serve the Lord, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Come before his presence. Hallelujah. We see it. Amen. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pastor. Hallelujah. Come on, shout now. Because it's God that has kept you. Amen. Right now in the 6 o'clock hour. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord, he is good. Amen. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures for all generations. Come on, everybody, and shout. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That's your right here today. Glory, your right mind. Know that God has kept you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tons of people, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need your help right now, God. Lord, help your children, oh God. And we thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the shout, everybody. I am Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. Hallelujah. I'm excited. God is so good. I'm telling you, I was in the rain. It was pouring down. It was storming. I was like, Lord, oh, Jesus. When they say Jesus to it, they say, Jesus, take the wheel. Hallelujah. I was trusting him all the way. I could barely see the lines on the street. The rain was pouring. I didn't want to get flooded. I said, Lord, you got to lead me. You got to lead me all through. I said, your word says that you will lift up a standard, that your spirit will lift up a standard when the enemy comes in like a flood. Oh, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. And I made it on home. Amen. Ooh, so I'm so excited. Jesus. I don't know if you've ever been out there when it's storming and raining and you're driving in the road and you can barely see the road and you wish your wife was saying it's doing the best it can. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Welcome to the shop. Come on, everybody. Shout and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Come on and shout, Pastor Manning, right here today. Hallelujah. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Father God, we thank you.
Yes,
we thank you for this day.
Jesus.
We thank you that we can come to you and shout, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that today that we shall rejoice in you, Father God.
Yes.
For you said to rejoice. You said to shout. You said to leap,
yes,
Father God. You said to praise, Father God, because of your goodness. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, how you just keep on keeping us. You kept us all night long. You kept us all day long, Father God. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that even if we have to drive through the rain, we thank you that you have already been our protection. You have already sent your angels ahead of us, Father God, to divert any dangers that was already headed our way in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have already done for us, Father God. If it had not been for you, Father God, where would we be? Probably be down in the ditch somewhere. But we're not. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, because we're right now in this place of time. We're right now in the age of grace. We're right here in the land of the living, experiencing your goodness every single day. Hallelujah. So we shout glory, glory, and glory. Be to God. Amen.
Almighty, you guys. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you, Pastor Manning. We love you. We thank God for you. We thank God for your son today. Hallelujah. With all hallelujah to have. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Connie, know the glory and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Good evening. Good evening, everyone.
I was
out there in it. And also, and I made it home safe. I want to thank God for that.
Amen.
And the craziness of these people. And I'm sitting in my car. I haven't got out. I've been here, sitting here for about 30 minutes, trying to wait for it to slow down a little just so I can get inside the house. But I'm safe in my driveway. But I want to do a prayer request for my son, Learn Green Jr., for his dad. same name, Senior.
Okay.
We just found out on Friday that he has cancer, and now we're trying to see what stage and what can be done, and it's just been devastating. So, but I just want to say a prayer for him and his current wife, Sandra. She's gonna need some uplifting while she goes through this with, which is now her husband. It's my ex-husband, but and for his family, just for his family, to wrap their arms around his family. It's like he hadn't been feeling well for a long time, and he was too scared to go to the hospital because of the pandemic, and now I think he waited too long. But we're going to pray on it anyway, because God has the last say. Thank you.
So we're lifting up Lion Green Senior, or Lion Green Junior?
Senior.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Father God, we
that.
Just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Yeah.
Father God, we come touching and decree right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, with our combined faith right now, Father God, we ask that you move mighty concerning your son, Lauren Green Senior, God. Lord, we ask that you touch and heal, Lord God. Lord, for we know you to be a healer, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know there's nothing that you can't do. We know with man it's impossible. Lord, we know that all things are possible in you, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's name, oh, Lord, that you release your healing virtue into the body of Lauren Green C. Amen. Lord, we pray that you would divinely intervene right now and turn it all around for his good. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let peace come to the heart and mind of his wife, Sandra. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask for your help right now, Lord God. We thank you for your help right now and the help that's on the way. Amen. Concerning your son of God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you call forth your anointed doctors, oh God, that you have in place in the medical system. Amen. To see about your son. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We speak to cancer right now, every form and way of cancer, known and unknown to man, we command you to cease your works and die at the own and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And Lord, we thank you for the testimony of God. Lord, we ask that you increase him in faith right now to receive the miracle right now, the miracle of healing right now, God. Oh, Lord, help him, oh God, in this time. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray for divine deliverance right now. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray for his mind right now. Oh, Lord, let him have peace of mind right now, God. We thank you, Father God, when we see him out right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the presence of Lord over him right now and all that in love is concerned about and all that your daughter Connie is concerned about right now in love. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in our faith on today that they are covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, healed by the blood, redeemed, sanctified by the blood, made new by the blood. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we still get stand with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that can do all things that fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. You just got to trust me to say that's going to get them over. Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy is busy, but God is in charge.
Hallelujah.
God has all power. God bless you, Sister Connie. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So many people are dealing with so many things in their health these days, but we're trusting God because we know God to be a healer. Amen. We know that all good things coming from the Lord. Amen. So we decree that the goodness of the Lord operate through and among our lives and our family members and loved ones. Amen. Hallelujah. I know a few people that are dealing with cancer, but it's not God, so we decree and declare to call it right now to cease his work right now. We decree and declare that it's dead, it's no more. Hallelujah. With the doctor saying, we decree and declare that he'll go back in and say, hey, what we thought we saw is no more. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive so many testimonies. You all, hallelujah, here at the Gospel Public Ministries, we have a ministry of healing and deliverance that God has blessed us with. Hallelujah. That people are really being healed and delivered. God is still a healer, he's still a miracle worker, he's still working miracles. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, but if you trust him and be in that place where God can do it for you, do it for our loved ones. Amen. God bless. God keep. Go ahead, Sister Dorica. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Give God all praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I'm on the shout today, and I'm so happy. I feel good. I enjoyed the service yesterday, and I got some of the feast on all week long. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You're so good, Father. and everybody in my family doing well. And I thank you, Jesus. And I want you all to pray for me that I will get out of this bed and walk out there in my yard and say, thank you, Jesus. I just want to raise my hand up to him and get in his sunshine. And I want to say, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. Right now, God, we tell God it's right now. All knowing, all seeing everywhere, God. There's nowhere that we can go that God cannot reach us. Amen. There's nothing that God cannot do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how long you've been there. I want you to know that God can snatch you out. Hallelujah. He can intervene right there and turn it all around. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We just thank God for you and thank God that God will continue to strengthen you and increase your faith to receive a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Dorita. We love you. We thank God for you, Sister Dorita. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead, Sister Karen. It's so glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. All I can say, hallelujah. Woo, I thank you for taking care of me on a dangerous highway. I thank you for your blood that you shed on Calvary. I just thank you, Lord, because God, you is good to me. And I thank you
Jesus.
For your grace, Lord. Ooh, I just thank you, Lord. Because you are
thank
one
you,
of
Lord.
To be raised. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank
Jesus.
You.
Yes.
Ooh,
Jesus.
Really,
yes,
really
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Praise, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Sharon. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
hallelujah. Just thanking God because it could have been, it should have been, and it would have been. God, it's different for us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, Sister Sharon. We thank God for you. Sister Jenna, go ahead and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor, shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for another day's journey. And I'm so glad about it. I'm just thanking him, thanking him, thank you, thank you. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Stop
yes, Lord.
Me on my way. And clothe me in my right mind. A lot of us ain't clothed
yes,
in our right mind, but we are clothed in our right mind, in my right
Jesus.
Mind, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And that I just want to say thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm just truly grateful. Lord,
yes,
working in my life, work on me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I go tomorrow.
Thank
Lord,
you,
over 4 weeks. I go to a new doctor tomorrow and see what's going on. But I know he already there before I get there. I just thank him in advance.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Thank
glory
you.
To God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. We'll lift you up in prayer as we do each and every day. We pray right now that God will increase you in strength, increase you in your faith. Receive the miracle, amen, because the enemy is going to try to take you out of that place of believing by saying things, because that's all he can do is talk. Hallelujah. And you don't keep talking and talking and get you on the other side. And if you keep listening to him, you're going to receive what he's saying. You got to silence the mouth of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. With the word of God and say what God said. Amen. Every time you say, you say what God said. Amen. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'm set free. I'm blessed. I'm coming out. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing grace. Amen. Oh, God bless you. God keep you, Mama. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution. Execution, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, blessings, enchantments, witchcraft prayers, and psychic prayers or spells. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities and powers and rulers and darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We claim our victory right now in faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare according to Job 22 verse 27 and 28 that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your name, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Peace come and be still.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Manny has a few words he want to say. Hallelujah.
I hear all this righteous cry. The Bible tells us that the righteous will cry out to him. Hallelujah. Over in Psalms 34, it says, the righteous cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank every single one of you for your righteous cry. Do you know that your righteous cry, it will get into my ear, it'll get into my mind and get into my heart, and now I got a righteous cry.
Hallelujah.
It's very contagious. See, this is how we transfer, you know, God, God's love from one to another by crying out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know when you cry out to the Lord, he's right there and he's always on time to show up. He said he has already charged his angels, his warring angels of heaven, to come down to guard, to defend, and to protect you. Hallelujah. So this is that place where we all love to be, right in that place, right there in the presence of God. Experience the goodness of the Lord right here in the land of the living.
Amen.
It set me right there in some place.
Hallelujah.
Right there in that place of Matthew chapter 5, this is the way Jesus was talking about the Beatitude. So I know where my attitude is at. My attitude is right there in that place of trusting in the Lord with all of my heart. Hallelujah. Because I know that I am blessed.
Hallelujah.
Blessed.
You are blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let peace come and be still in your heart. And now let peace be in your house. Amen. Be the peacemaker. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's enough chaos and foolishness that's going on. Won't you be the peacemaker? Amen. Won't you speak the word of the Lord? Our God, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, over your situation. The Bible says in regarding peace in Isaiah 26:3, you, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you.
Amen.
Because they trust you.
They trust. That's right.
Because they trust you. Do you trust God?
Amen.
Do you trust God? See, peace is to the kingdom of God what oxygen is to the atmosphere.
My Lord.
My. Consider this truth, you all. You may be wondering why you so often feel agitated or anxious. Think of it as this way. Although oxygen permeates the air around us, we must breathe it into our lungs for it to do any good for us. Amen. Oh, yeah, you got to get it in. Hallelujah. So it can work. Because if you keep it on outside, hallelujah, it ain't going to do you no good. Amen. So you got to get it inside of you. You know about it. You know about the air, but you got to get it on the inside. So you must choose to let God rule in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You must invite him in. As you open your heart to him, the peace will follow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
peace come and be still. Yes, will you trust and know him? Will you trust and believe him? So look what the Bible says in Isaiah 26:3. Say, you, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you because they trust you.
Amen. Amen.
Will you trust God?
Hallelujah.
Will you trust God in your situation?
Yes.
No matter what the doctor say, will you trust God? Will you right now before you go? Amen.
You know what you get?
Peace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's when you know you trust.
Hallelujah.
Peace come over.
Peace come. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. The Bible says in Colossians 3:15, everybody, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Amen. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace.
Yeah.
This is what the Bible says. You are called to peace.
Amen.
You weren't called to worry. You weren't called to fear. You weren't called to be anxious. You were called to peace.
To peace. Amen.
You were called to peace.
Yes.
Take it for yourself. Colossians 3:15. Don't let the world, hallelujah, lead you down another way when you've been called to peace.
My Lord.
The world will call you to chaos. It will call you to chaos. It will cause you to fear. It will call you to worry. It will call you in a place that you don't want to be in. Anxiety. It will call you. So the Bible was saying you were called to peace.
Amen. That's right.
See, God often uses peace as a way of giving his children guidance.
Amen.
When you are praying about an important decision, a life choice, or wherever you at in your life right now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You trust God, guess what? Peace will come.
Amen. Amen.
My God, my God, my God. Will you trust him and receive the peace?
Ooh, that was good.
I'm saying it. Will you trust him?
That's your most important asset of your life. Not your money, not your body. It's the peace that surpasses all understanding that's in your mind and in your heart.
Yes. That means when you're going through something, you know, the human mind can't even comprehend. Another person can't even comprehend how you have so much peace and how you're able to deal with it because of the peace of the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says it surpasses all understanding. What is that? The human understanding.
Amen.
When somebody is going through, you can see someone, you're like, if that was me, I would just be devastated. But when you have the peace of the Lord, that means that person has trusted. They decided, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to follow him. And I'm going to trust his way and his will. I'm going to trust God knowing that he is able.
Amen.
Whether he do it or not, we know that he is able. And don't give up on it. If he don't give up on you right now, he's already done. But just knowing that to do it, that you trust God to do it, not that he can't do it. Hallelujah.
Your faith takes peace.
Your faith, amen. Hallelujah. I want us to decree and declare our life. I want us to speak over our lives today. I want to do affirmations, amen. We need to do this every day. Speak over your life, amen. Decree and declare it over your life each and every day. It's important so you can stay in that place of trusting God for it and holding on to your peace, amen. Amen. Because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Amen.
Come to kill your peace, destroy your peace, and to kill your peace, to rob you of it, amen. Let us decree and declare before we wrap up these last 2 minutes of Bible study of the shout. We decree and declare right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by our faith and our combined faith here on the shout today, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name and the resurrection power that's working on the inside of us, that we are God's children, that we are your children, and we're born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we are forgiven of our sins and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are new creatures in Christ. Amen. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translate into God's kingdom. Amen. We are redeemed from the curse of the law, sin and death. Amen. We are blessed and are going out and coming in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God and we are established in the end. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the power of his name and the resurrection power on the inside of us, that we are made near to our heavenly Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are set free. We are strong in the Lord. We are dead to sin. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus in the kingdom. We are filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are in Christ by his doing. And Christ is in us. Amen. We are accepted in the beloved. We are complete in him. We are crucified with Christ. And we are not with Christ. We are free from condemnation. We are reconciled to God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name and the resurrection power that's working on the inside of us. We are qualified to share in this inheritance. We are firmly rooted, built up, established in our faith and overflowing with thanksgiving. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are born of God and the evil one cannot touch us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord, right there, right now, where you are, when you declare the crown over yourself, that you're already victorious.
Yes, I am victorious.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, God.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We are victorious. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord. See, God has been too good to us for us to keep our mouths closed about how good he's been. Hallelujah. See, we release the glory of God into our life when we open up our mouths. Hallelujah. See, we speak the goodness of the Lord. Because the goodness of the Lord is around you. It's all in you. It's going all through you. So will you decree and declare today that God is good? Will you decree and declare today that you are delivered? That you are set free from all sin? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I feel the fire of the Holy Ghost. Receive it right now. Put on the anointing. Whatever it is you need right now that you're asking God to do by faith, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that blessings are overtaking us right now. We are his disciples because we have love for others. We are the light of the world that suffers for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Receive it right now. You are the church. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. God bless everyone today. As we wrap up the last minute here, we just set a fire. Stay on fire for the Lord, everyone. Stay on fire. Pass that fire on. We pray that that fire, the Holy Ghost fire, become even more in you, increasingly in you, and contagious, that anyone you're around today, they will catch fire in the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we bless your holy name and we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we leave this line to never your presence, oh God. We ask you to send your angels before us, oh God. Prepare the way, oh God. Prepare the way for our sister, my mother. Amen. Our mother. Oh, Father God, she go on tomorrow, oh God, that you prepare the way, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can decree and declare by faith, oh God, because we trust you that she's already victorious. Amen. In her journey, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're doing a new thing in the foreign tour. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless you all right now to prosper. We bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together that we're saved, delivered, made whole, made new. Amen. In Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.